I'd say that 50% of people don't go past primary school, but you will drive past some primary schools and they're just so sad. You've got 70, 80 kids in a classroom. They don't have textbooks. They're all sitting on the same benches and seats. You know, their teachers are underpaid, undereducated. So, you know, they can't have discussions or assignments, or because how can a teacher have a discussion with 70 children? Or how can she mark 80 assignments? You just can't do it. So it's all very rote learned type education. She writes up on the board because there's not enough textbooks to share. So that takes time. And then it's like learn this and regurgitate it in an exam. Because, so a lot of it is just copying off the board. So to bring in a system where we have, you know, no more than 25 kids in a class, teachers are only teaching 25 periods out of 40 a week because we expect them to have good lesson plans, it's very hard because you are changing a teacher's history. Teachers, you know, my point of reference of a school is you have a library, music, art, you have playgrounds, you know, you have teachers who actually turn up to work. Whereas the teachers here, they have a different point of reference. So coming to school late, you know, is acceptable. Not bothering to mark papers is acceptable. Beating children is acceptable. So you're not only educating kids, but you're trying to change the whole framework of the teacher's mentality. And that's so hard. But it gets easy each year. So I could not find local headmasters for our schools because you just couldn't find them. So we've had to make our own. So each of our headmasters started out as a teacher. Then you find a teacher who's got a bit of energy and a bit of spunk and who's willing to learn. You promote them to maybe head of maths or head of science. And then if they keep that good attitude up, then you make them a deputy or an academic master. So headmaster number one started out as a maths teacher 7 years ago. Peter is headmaster of the upper primary. He started out as a science teacher about 7 years ago. And Rasul is headmaster of the secondary over near Kia Airport. He started out as a maths teacher. So, and it's just all on the job training, really. And then we have a lot of teacher mentors who come into the school. They're people who are in their 50s, retirees, teachers from the West, and do a lot of professional development. So our teachers, they teach the way they do, not because of the education they received here in Tanzania, but of the education that they got on the job whilst being employed at the school.